The saint whose feast we celebrate today is a most remarkable saint, not only in his life, but also in the miracles that he, through his faith and fidelity to Christ, was able to perform. It's the feast of the Dominican St. Raymond of Peñafort, and he is a patron saint of, particularly, of those who study and teach and practice canon law. In addition, he is the patron saint of penitents, that is, of those who render out penance to those who come to confess their sins. St. Raymond of Peñafort, from a noble family, was born in the vicinity of the city of Barcelona in Catalonia. He was born in 1175. As a young man, he studied, and he was eventually sent to the University of Bologna in Italy, which is the foremost university, at least at that time it was, concerning the study of law, both civil law and canon law. And he attained the double doctorate, which today is still attainable, but is not very common. Utraque iuris, both laws. In the meantime, while he was in Bologna, met a new group that had just arisen and eventually joined them. But, you know, for those who have vocations and who are late vocations, he also could be a patron, because St. Raymond became a Dominican at the age of 47. Of course, he had the advantage of having met also St. Dominic and many other of the early saints of the Dominican order. He continued to teach law and to perform a lot of good things for the church. He was involved in Barcelona, in Catalonia, with St. Peter Nolasco and St. Raymond Nonatus in the foundation of the new order of Mercedarians, Our Lady of Mercy, Our Lady of Ransom, to ransom the many Christians who were being taken captive by the Muslims. In addition, he was asked by the Holy Father, as a famous already canon lawyer who had the chair of law at the university, to gather together all the laws and decretals of the church. Now, of course, this is already 1,000 years of laws, without the advantage of the printing press or computers or any such thing. And he put together what is known as the decretals of Gregory the Ninth, which comprise, until 1917, the actual code of canon law of the entire church, having all the decrees of all the popes and councils and local synods and so forth of the church up to that time. So in that sense, he performed a great service for the church. He also was taught to teach others, and he was asked to come to visit him in the court in Mallorca, the king. And when he came, he found that the king with him had his concubine, and he refused to see him. He says, "You need to send her away, or else I will not see you." And the king refused. And so then he says, "Well, I will leave." So he was about to leave when the king forbade any captain of any ship to give him a passage. He was going back the 160 miles of distance between Mallorca and Barcelona. And so St. Raymond asked his companion, who was with him, to come with him, and he went to the seashore, and he took off his cape, and then took his staff and made like a sail to it, and then said, "Come with me." And the companion, unfortunately, was too cowardly and not full of faith, so he stayed on the shore. But then he saw St. Raymond sail off, and many of the ships that refused him passage, the sailors began to hail him and praise him from their docks. And he finally landed on dry land in Spain, 160 miles away, and he sailed this on his cape, his Capamagna, a Dominican. He was made Father General of the Order and drew up new constitutions for the Order. Among them, he put in a law that allowed the Father General, the Master General, to resign if he so wanted to. And he took advantage of this, and 2 years later he resigned. But he lived to be 100 years old and did many, many, many wonderful things for the Church, for the Dominican Order, and for penitence. He also helped in drawing up the books, the original books of penance for those who went to confession and had to receive an adequate penance. So St. Raymond of Peñafort, a great priest, a great canon lawyer, and a great Dominican whom the Church praises on this day. In addition, we have the commemoration of St. Emerenciana, whom we mentioned yesterday, the foster sister of St. Agnes, who, when she went to visit St. Agnes' tomb, was apprehended and herself put to death. So may they and all the saints intercede for us and pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.